I picked up this book at the local newsagent, which is Steve Berry's The Templar Legacy, which is apparently his fourth book. I haven't read any of the others, but I like Templars. Templars are amusing. I know it's probably not the best word for Templars, but I find them amusing. So this is his fourth book. I gather all of his books are basically secret agents and conspiracies and mysteries. One of the other ones is called The Romanov Prophecy. So they all, I would assume they all have a historical element to them. And in this particular one, the main character, Cotton Malone, has retired from the Secret Service and he's running an antiquated bookstore in Denmark, which is kind of fabulous, and accidentally gets mixed up with Templars, largely by his previous handler coming to visit him and a Templar running off with her bag and then flinging himself off a tower. Because you can't be caught if you're a Templar, you have to kill yourself. So it kind of goes from there. And it's all very convoluted, and he seems to have used a lot of the established, for want of a better word, history of the Templars, as in the actual history, in terms of when they got purged and killed and all of that, and then the later history that was kind of created by various people in the 1700s and 1800s. So he's used all of this and kind of woven his own little bit into it. And it's very entertaining.
Right, so it's set in the present day?
It's set in the present, yep.
Where?
In around Denmark? Europe. So it starts in Denmark and then moves to France, basically because the Templars were largely based in the sort of the Languedoc area. So, you know, they pass Carcassonne at some point and then down near Rennes. And so it's set in that district where all of those amusing little religions were that got killed off during the various purges.
Heresies. You don't kill off religions, you kill off
heresies. So I don't know whether he has... the character is atheist, but the various other characters around... The main character is atheist, but you have Christians and Jews and Muslims running around all looking for Templars. I don't know whether he himself has an issue with Christians or Catholics, but I think possibly he may have. He's a little scathing of Catholics in general, and particularly the French popes who were allied with, back in the 1200s, 1300s, who were allied with the royalty, and they were the ones who actually did like to kill off people, such as the Templars. And if you like the Templars, it's very entertaining. It has a lot of interesting little bits of medieval history as well, and a very plausible explanation as to what they're doing now. Because basically they're running around trying to find the Templars' lost treasure, which is historically... theoretically true that the Templars did hide all of their treasure before they were killed.
Hang on a moment. You're telling me the Templars are here in the modern day?
Absolutely.
So isn't it their treasure?
Well, yes.
They've mislaid it?
Well, yes, actually. Basically, before the purge, they hid the treasure because they could see something bad was going to happen. And then everybody who knew where the treasure was burnt at the stake. And so they've lost
And they didn't
the
leave any notes for anybody.
No. Well, convoluted, very cryptic, which is the whole point of them trying to find it and why a tiny, tiny, tiny little town in France has made a lot of money from the tourist trade from various slightly dodgy, true, real priests who lived there and made an entertaining spectacle of, we know what's going on, but not actually telling anyone.
Well, it's very funny, of course, if you discovered their treasure is actually just a little cup.
And that was in one of the Indiana Jones, wasn't it? I remember that. In this case, the treasure is two things. A bunch of really lots of nice wealth, but also a secret about how they got to be so wealthy and what really happened to Jesus. So it's kind of amusing.
Oh, what really happened
what
to
really
Jesus?
What really happened, yes.
Right.
As in, there's the quote by one of the popes, who I honestly can't remember at the moment, about we have... Basically, we've made very well out of this myth of Christ. One of the Medici popes made this comment. So this book is largely based on the myth of Christ that this particular pope mentioned.
Oh, yeah. It's a fine story. It worked for Mithra, it works for Christ.
Absolutely, yeah.